Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to God be all the glory. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are absolutely rejoicing and glad in it.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise and magnify and worship your holy name on tonight. God, there's none like you. You are Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the first and the last. No weapon formed against us and your people will be able to prosper. So that's why we praise you. That's why we worship you. That's why we magnify your name, because you said, if I be lifted up, you'll draw all men unto you. So I thank you that that name which is above every name, every knee bowing and every tongue confessing, Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory for the great, wonderful, and mighty things he is doing in the midst of his people. We welcome you to our Tuesday night prayer. We are interceding. We are praying. We are bombarding heaven for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Suffering violence, but the violent take it by force.
Yes.
You already got the victory. Hallelujah. You already have the victory. You are truly more than a conqueror, and we thank God for you on tonight. I'm here with my wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, of the New Creation Church family. We welcome each and every one of you on tonight. It is amazing. We had a little bump in the road as we tried to come on the air tonight. But the devil is a liar.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We saw the people of God. We saw the activity. We saw that people are praying on purpose. But the enemy would not let us come on the air. My wife and I was trying frantically, and we finally prayed and binded up that spirit. And now we are here together. So we thank God for you on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. We're going to open up the phone lines, I believe, a little earlier tonight. Amen.
Yeah.
One passage of scripture I want to read, we're going to pray momentarily, and we're going to open up the phone lines in the mighty name of Jesus. 2 Timothy chapter 3, it says, hallelujah, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch and Iconium and Lystra. What persecutions I endured. But out of them all, the Lord delivered me. Yes. Mm. And all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and has been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture, glory be to God. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, and for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, even as the Apostle Paul writes to Timothy, we are reminded tonight, Lord, that we may go through a storm, we may go through a trial, we may go through a test, but the scripture said we got the victory.
Yes.
The word of God has already assured us in the mighty name of Jesus that we will come through and come through better and stronger and wiser. So, Lord, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus for the power of prayer and the prayer of faith. We need your instruction tonight. We need your correction tonight. We need your exhortation tonight. We need the power of God to enter our lives one more time to refuel us and to renew us and to replenish us in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody's being persecuted tonight. Somebody's going through a trial tonight. Somebody's being tested tonight. Somebody in the mighty name of Jesus is in a storm tonight. But, Lord, you said, hallelujah, no weapon that have been formed against us will be able to prosper. So thank you for the power of God. Thank you for the power of the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the power of the word of the living God. Your word says, in the name of Jesus, we are above and not beneath. We are the lender and not the borrower. We are the head and not the tail. Your word declares in the mighty name of Jesus that you wish above all things that we prosper and be in good health, even as our souls prosper. So, Lord, I speak now. I feel the power of God to every sickness, every disease, every emotional hurt, every emotional worry, every stressful mind. In the name of Jesus, peace be still. You said we have not because we ask not. And right now I speak peace over every home. I speak peace over every household. I speak peace over every family and every marriage, every extended family member. I speak peace, Lord, to the churches of the living God. I speak peace to the minds of your people on tonight. Peace be still. Jesus, you said your peace you leave with us. You will not leave us as orphans, but you said, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we know that you're preparing a table before us in the presence of our enemies. We know that, yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for thou art with us. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort us. We know that our enemies will come at us one way, but they'll flee seven different ways. We know that you're a fortress and a refuge around our lives. So we thank you tonight for protection. We thank you for tonight for preserving us. We thank you for tonight for covering us and our families. Thank you for protecting our finances. Thank you for protecting our future. Thank you for protecting our minds, our souls, our bodies, and our spirits on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that your spirit is lifted up right now. I pray that God is exhorting your mindset. I pray in the name of Jesus that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. So I thank you, hallelujah, as he keeps us on a potter's wheel, as he molds and shapes our lives, that he's forming us into the image of his son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You were made in the image of Almighty God, and no power. He said, I've given you power over the power of the enemy. So, Lord, I thank you, hallelujah, that we have power over the devil on today. I thank you in the name of Jesus that we have power over poverty. Yes. We have power over sickness and disease. We have power over depression and sadness and unhappiness. We have joy. Oh, glory be to God. Woo! The joy of the Lord is your strength. That's why you got to praise him. You got to force yourself to get God a praise. You got to open up your mouth and say, Lord, I love you. Lord, I give you thanks for life. Lord, I'm not in the hospital tonight, and I thank you. Lord, I thank you for the job. It may not be the job that I want, but I thank you for a job. Lord, I thank you for good health. I thank you in the name of Jesus for my family, Lord. I thank you for the car I have to drive and the bed I had to sleep in last night. I thank you for the clothes on my back. Oh, I feel the power of God. I thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord, for the bank account and the retirement savings plan. I thank you in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, for the income that you're giving to us. I thank you, and you begin to praise God. You begin to worship God. You begin to give him thanksgiving, and God will withhold nothing from you. When you put God first, God will put you first. Oh, when you put God first, God will take you from the back and put you in the front. So, Lord, we thank you tonight. With a spirit of thanksgiving, That's why we pray.
Yes.
Life is not perfect, but, Lord, we love you.
We love you.
Because we know you love us.
Yes.
Life is hard, and life get complicated, and life get difficult. But, Lord, we know that with man it might be impossible, but with God all things are possible.
Yes,
God. So, Lord, we thank you tonight.
Thank you.
As we open up the prayer lines, as my wife continues to pray,
yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we had difficulty getting on the prayer line tonight, but you broke through.
Yes,
and you allowed us to break through the distraction and the interference that tried to prevent us from coming on the air tonight. So I thank you, Lord, as your people continue to break through to their miracle.
Hallelujah.
Continue to break through to the manifestation and demonstration of your word.
Yes.
As they can continue to press and push through,
yes. Yes.
By faith,
yes,
that you will honor them light. Yes. In mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. We worship you, O God. We magnify your name. Lord, we glorify your name. We thank you, Lord, that you are a God of the breakthrough, O God. We thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against your people can prosper. Lord, we love you so much. Just begin to worship God right where you are. We love you, Lord. We praise you, God. We magnify your name. We exalt your name, O God. You are worthy for it. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. God, we thank you for our right mind, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the ability, Father God, to go forth, O God, and even, Father God, to go out into this world and evangelize, Father God, and be that light and be the light of the world and the salt of the earth, O God. But we thank you, Lord, for using us as your vessels, as your witnesses, O God. We thank you, Lord, for giving us the power, O God, to testify to somebody about how good you are. You've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. God, we thank you, Lord, for the air that we breathe. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the roof over our heads. We thank you, Lord, for the food and the comfort, oh God. We thank you for our families, our children. And, Lord, right now, Father God, I pray for every person under the sound of my voice, oh God. I pray healing over every life, oh God, healing over every broken heart in the name of Jesus, healing over every bodily ailment. God is he's still our healer.
Yes.
The Lord is healing. He is Jehovah Rophe, the Lord, our healer. And he is healing his people on today. God is still a healer. You have the power of the Holy Ghost on the inside of you. And God is saying today, continue to be persistent in your faith. Don't give up on your faith. Don't give up on your hope in him. The Bible says that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, you can't see God, but you have to have faith in him. You can't see how he's going to bring you out of that situation, but you have to have faith that he is going to bring you out. You can't see how God is going to provide, but you have to believe and have faith that he will provide. God is a provider. He's Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. God will put a ram in the bush. God will, just when you think that you are at the end of your rope, God will show you his hand. He will show you himself. He will show up in the middle of your situation. And even as Pastor was talking about pressing through to your breakthrough, God is saying on today that you have to be persistent in that pressing through. You have to continue to press. You have to continue to reach for things that are ahead of you. Forget the things that are behind you and reach. Stretch out your faith and reach for those things that are ahead. God has promised you, as you delight yourself in him, that he will give you the desires of your heart. What are you desiring of the Lord on today? What is the desire of your heart? Do you want God to give you unity in your family, peace in your mind? Do you want God to do something in your relationships with those that you love? What is it that you're desiring of God? Do you need a job? Do you need more money? Do you you need another automobile? Do you need transportation? What is it that you're desiring of God today? Do you want God to use you mightily? Do you want more of him? Oh, my God. Do you want more of God? As you delight yourself in God, he will give you the desires of your heart, healing in your body. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. He will restore you, restoration. God said he will give you beauty for ashes. I know the times have been hard, and some of you have had a hard time in life, but God has sent you to this prayer line because he wants you to know that he loves you. He wants you to know that he will give you laughter for your weeping. He will give you joy for your mourning. He will give you beauty for your ashes. He will give you healing for your sickness. He will give you praise for every tear that you have cried. God will give you double for your trouble. And all he's asking you to do is to believe in him and to trust him and to love on him, to worship him and to praise him. God wants a relationship with you. God wants a relationship with you. He wants you to put him first. He wants you to love him like you love those people that are bringing you grief. God wants you to be, he wants to be your first love. He wants you to be the, he wants to be the first thing that you think about when you wake up in the morning and the last thing that you think about when you go to bed. If you love God like that, there's no good thing that he will withhold from you. God will turn the things in your world that are upside down, right side up. He will make a crooked place straight. He will create a highway in the middle of the sea, in the middle of the river. He will create a pathway in the middle of the desert. God will make a way out of no way. I say God will make a way out of no way. If you think it's impossible now, if you will just continue to trust God, continue to believe God, God's going to make it happen for you. He is not a man that he would lie. God, other people have lied to you. People have let you down. But God wants you to know today that he is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he would repent and change his mind about what he has spoken about you. He said, have I not spoken it? Shall I not bring it to pass? Put your faith in God today. I beseech you, my brethren, my sisters, to put your faith in God today. Don't trust in people to do what only God can do for you. So, Lord, I thank you for every person under the sound of my voice. We thank you, Lord, for those that you have sent to this prayer line. We thank you, Lord, for your presence. You said, with two or more gathered in your name, you will be in our presence. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that the words that we have already spoken in this prophetic prayer have already touched the hearts of your people. And even as we open the prayer line and continue to pray with the people, oh God, pray with your people whom you love so much, God, and begin, Father God, to minister to your people, Lord, we ask, Father God, that your anointing will rule and abide on this prayer line. We ask that you save souls, that you change lives, that you destroy yokes, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you heal bodies. Even as I'm praying now, God, we ask that you will heal those who are sick in body, those who have gotten a negative doctor's report, God, that you will heal them, that you will heal those, Father God, who are feeling downcast in their soul, in their spirit, oh God. We ask, Father God, that you will bring miracles to the homes of your people, in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we love you and we praise you and we bless your name. We worship you. Just tell God how much you love him. Just open your mouth. Nobody can hear you but God and the people, Lord, in your house. Open your mouth and tell God how much you love him. Nana Moko Shelly, a.k.a. my mama. We love you, God. We praise you, God. We worship you, oh God. We love you. We adore you. Tell them how grateful you are. Say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I adore you, God. I exhort you. I adore you, O Lord. Hallelujah. I adore you. I worship you, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I lift your name on high. God just desires that we praise him. If we praise him, hallelujah. Those who praise him, hallelujah. Glorify him. We glorify God with our praise. Hallelujah. So we just thank him on today. God bless you. Amen. We're going to open the prayer lines. My husband's going to begin to open the prayer lines as we begin to take your prayer requests. Amen. We see that hand. Amen.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We will get to every call tonight. We're going to continue to pray. We just want to touch and agree with you. We're going to open up the prayer lines. Area code, we thank God for you tonight. Area code 908. God bless you. 908.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Good evening. This is Jeronette.
Yes, we can hear you.
Hallelujah. I was just calling because I'm feeling kind of stuck right now. I've been going on a lot of interviews, and the one that I had yesterday, it's only for 1 month, and it's temporary because the person is out sick. And the recruiter is trying to get me to really take the job. But the dilemma that I have is I'm on an activity program through social services. So if I take something that's temporary like that, I will lose everything and would have to apply all over again if I'm out of work. So
amen.
I don't.
Yes, we're listening.
So I don't know if I should take position at Robert Wood if it's offered to me, because they were asking me yesterday, when can I start? And I told them next week because I wanted to hear from the other jobs and the other offers as they come in.
Amen, amen. To God be the glory. And we're going to pray with you and pray for you, and it's just not a coincidence, I believe, that we read from 2 Timothy tonight.
Mm-hmm.
The word of God is for all things, even instruction. And I believe God's mm-hmm. going to give you instruction how to make a wise decision. He's going to speak to your heart and your spirit and your mind.
Yes.
And God's mm-hmm. going to give you an unction on which direction you should go.
Mm-hmm.
Because we sometimes try to figure it out in the natural, and God wants to do a supernatural work.
My God.
And I believe it can be a win-win situation for you. It can be
Hallelujah.
A win-win situation for you. We're going to pray.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Father,
yes.
in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray right now, Father God,
Hallelujah.
Even for divine direction and divine instruction in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
We thank you. Hallelujah, Father God. You have opened these doors that no man can shut.
Yes, God.
And you shut doors that no man can open.
Yes, God.
And Lord, you have the
Hallelujah.
Ability in the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
even
Jesus.
A supernatural
Hallelujah.
Close the door that you don't want, Father God, to be opened, and
yes.
open a door that you want to remain open. You are God and God alone. And that's why we pray to you when we're undecided or we're Father God, in the name of Jesus, in between two opinions, we thank
yes.
you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We have
thank
a
you,
God
Jesus.
That we can turn to. And we don't have to lean to our own understanding. But in all
thank
of
you,
our
Jesus.
Ways, Lord, we can acknowledge you. So, Lord, my sister, I thank God that
Hallelujah.
She can come to you as she came to this prayer line. She can
yes,
ask you, Lord,
Lord,
which way she should take,
yes.
which way she should go, what should
Hallelujah.
She do.
Yes.
So, Lord, we right now,
thank
we thank you that she's going to walk by faith
yes.
and not
thank
by sight,
yes.
that you will
thank
give
you,
her godly wisdom. You will
thank
give
you,
her the
Jesus.
Spirit of discernment. You will
thank
give her
you,
godly
Jesus.
Intellect and godly
thank
insight
yes.
on what to do, Lord.
Thank
so I thank you
Jesus.
In the mighty name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus
Hallelujah.
That no matter what happens, Lord,
yes.
it's going to be according to your will.
Yes,
and I thank
yes,
you in the mighty name of Jesus
yes,
that you are going
Hallelujah.
To continue to bless her.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
that you're going
Lord.
To continue
Hallelujah.
To pour your spirit upon her.
Hallelujah.
The
thank
window,
you,
I
Jesus.
Hear it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
I hear God. The windows of heaven are
Hallelujah.
Open.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
And God is pouring out a blessing
Lord.
Too enormous
Hallelujah.
For you to receive.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And that's why
thank
you have
you,
a double decision, because he's opening up the windows of heaven.
Mm. Mm.
Some
Hallelujah.
Don't have one
thank
opportunity,
you,
and he's giving you two.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
So
thank
be
you,
encouraged.
Jesus.
Yes.
Be encouraged. Be encouraged.
Hallelujah.
And God's going to lead
you.
God's going to direct you. And God's going to guide you.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, we just thank you for divine wisdom now, even now. Hallelujah. And even as Pastor was praying for you, Sister Jeremy, I heard God say that he is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord your provider, and divine provisions are being released into your household. And hallelujah. Yes. Even as you forth by faith, as you walk by faith, you will not fail. You will not fail. You cannot make a wrong. It says, as you ask for wisdom, the Bible says, any man lack wisdom, let him ask God, and when he receives it, believe that he has received it. And God is dropping the answer into your spirit. God is giving you an unction. He's going to lead you by the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To make that. Hallelujah. You will know that you made the right decision. And even as you go forth, hallelujah, God said there can be no, even now, he said he will open, continue to open doors. God, oh, glory. Hallelujah. God,
hallelujah.
Continue on your behalf. This is the season of multiple doors being opened.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So wait on the Lord and be of good courage. And when he drops that wisdom, then you move out on faith knowing that it's God. Hallelujah. He's going to give you a peace in your decision. And that's when you're going to know that it was God. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
God,
hallelujah.
This is the season where you cannot fail because he's going to continue to bless you. He's going to continue. And your faith is going to be tried in this season. Hallelujah. But God says
hallelujah.
Your faith, Jesus said he's interceding for you that your faith will not fail you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So continue to move forward. God is removing the boundaries. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus that will even prevent you from hearing from him because you hear God and you hear God and removing all boundaries. Right now, I come against any spiritual assassination or stagnation, anything, any mud that's been thrown in your waters. I come against all of the mud, the dirt that's been thrown in your well. Right now,
hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, I loose you in the spirit realm to hear clearly the voice of God. Hallelujah. I bind up every word curse that's been spoken against you. Hallelujah.
You,
we
Jesus,
silence
glory.
Every wagging tongue in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We come against
thank
every
you,
adverse spirit
yes.
that's coming
hallelujah.
Against you. Hallelujah. They're trying to get you
thank
to
you,
operate
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. And
hallelujah.
We declare,
thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God. We declare and decree that your name is victory. My God,
yes.
Your name is victory. God says he's
hallelujah.
Already set in victory. And what God has for you is for you. No man can take it. Nobody can. You can't miss it in this season. Hallelujah. In the name
hallelujah.
Of Jesus. So we thank God, my God, even in the spirit
thank
realm,
you,
what he's doing in the spirit realm, God is moving your faith. Oh, glory.
Thank you, God.
He's moving
thank you,
he's advancing you in the area of your faith. Hallelujah. And it's a, I see you catching up, my God. I see you,
thank
there's
you
some catching up in the area of faith in the spiritual realm, and God is doing it. God is doing it. This work in your life, what now? God is at work. I see the sign saying God at work. Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Like construction workers, it says man at work. That sign says God at work. In other words, man ain't got nothing to do with this. It's all God. Hallelujah.
You, God.
In the name of Jesus. Man ain't
thank
man
you,
don't
Lord.
Have anything to do with this. It's all God.
You, God.
Hallelujah. The hand of God
hallelujah.
Is upon your life.
Thank you, God.
In Jesus'
thank
name.
You, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, my sister.
Thank you, Jesus.
I pray that you heard, Pastor. You can't make a wrong decision, and God just told me to add to that rely heavily in this season on his grace and his favor.
My God, my God.
Yes,
when
hallelujah,
you
thank you, Jesus.
His grace and his favor.
Hallelujah, thank you,
God
Jesus.
Said, tell my daughter to rely heavily on my grace and my favor.
My
and
God.
That's why you can't make a wrong decision. God bless
thank
you, my
you,
sister.
Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, God bless
thank
you,
you
and we're looking for the praise
we're
report.
We're looking for the praise
thank
report,
you.
God.
Amen.
Jesus.
Well, we thank God for our sister
wow.
tonight.
Yes.
in the mighty name of Jesus. Double blessings, two job opportunities, double blessings, and some don't have one. So we thank God that the grace of God is going to be sufficient.
My God, and you know what I heard God say for this season, Pastor? No, not for her.
Okay.
I heard God say, this is a general word, I heard God say for this season, for his people, that he's not short on blessings, that God's going to continue to, I released this word in the sanctuary on yesterday, that as you get one blessing, the phone is going to ring and it's going to be another blessing, that God's continually releasing his blessing. I see God continually releasing his blessings, and by faith, we catch them in the spirit realm. My God, so the blessings are being released into the natural realm, and by faith, we catch them in the spirit realm. So this is a season of harvest. Harvesting of the blessing is harvest time. Amen. Hallelujah.
I agree with that declaration. The Bible says, in a famine, Isaac sowed and received 100-fold.
Jesus.
So everything around Isaac was dried up.
Yes.
The land was barren, but God's people are always taken care of.
My God.
So we don't look at CNN and the recession and the lack of jobs. We know that God's going to provide for his people.
Yes.
And, Pastor, that prophetic word is accurate. And I thank God, as you said, multiple blessings coming to the children of God who remain faithful.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To God be the glory. We're going to continue to open up the prayer lines, accelerated blessings and favor coming our way. Hallelujah. Area code 678. 678. God bless you this evening.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. How are you guys doing this evening?
God bless you. Amen. We're doing well. How are you doing this evening, Sister Maria?
I'm doing great. Thanks to God. The reason why I'm calling is because I do want a prayer. I want a prayer, but I want to thank God and give him all the praise and glory for what he has done in my life, what he has helped me go through. I mean, all of my life, not just recently, because I know recently I've been through, you know, lots of blessings coming my way, but I mean in general through my whole life. For my mom that's not here anymore, my father, my brothers, you know, for the life that, for my son's life, for my family's life, for the man and woman of this prayer line, that has brought me so much encouragement and so much blessing. And for my cousin Carmen, that because of her, I wouldn't have met such a nice pair of such a nice couple that has brought so much, just so much blessing and so much encouragement to my life. For everyone on the prayer line, that I know we're all praying for each other, because I know prayers do go answered. I just want to give God thanks for everything that he has walked through with me, because I know that without him, I wouldn't be where I'm at, and nothing would happen without him. So I want to give thanks to God, and all the praise and glory goes to him, and hallelujah. And I mean, it's just keep going on and on, because without God, we are nothing. And prayers to go answered, and I just want to encourage other people that are on the prayer line that not to give up and just keep praying, because they do go answered. And that's all I really wanted to say. And I just wanted you guys to keep continuing praying over my household. You know, we all go through ups and downs, so I stay encouraged. So I know that God is with me, and he's walking through me, and he's walking in front of me, to the side of me. He's like everywhere I go. So I just give him all the praise and glory, just like he deserves it. And I love him so much, and I know that he loves me too. So, I mean, that's no doubt. God is with me, and he loves me. And he loves all of us. So. But thank you very much. You guys stay blessed, okay?
Amen. God bless you. Amen. You know, it's amazing that you said, oh, God that God will walk with me, that God walks with me. Because as you were going through the things that you were thanking God for, I literally saw God. I saw God walking with you in the spirit. I got I got an impression of God. I have received an impression in my spirit of God walking with you, literally walking with you, and you walking with him. And you guys were just like in the garden, and it was so peaceful and so blessed. And then it was like things that were dangerous trying to come against you, but God was right there with the angels protecting you, and then there's a hedge of protection around you. And even in the middle of all of this, you continue to just light yourself in the Lord. And God's going to continue to bless you. And God, he's doing some things. There's some turbulence, but there's always turbulence before before the flight lands safely. So God's bringing you to a safe landing, although there is sometimes turbulence. Amen. Yes. But God says continue to delight yourself in him and continue to walk with him. Because I hear God say he will never leave you or forsake you and that he's always with you. And I also hear God saying that I am a promise keeper. God is a promise keeper, and he's made some promises to you. There's some things that God has spoken to you, even prophetically or through the prayer or through the word, and you're believing God for. There's some things that you're believing God for, and God says they shall come to pass. They shall come to pass. Hallelujah. And there's been some things that have happened recently that even try to get you discouraged. But God, but you refuse to give in to the devil. And you continue to delight yourself in the Lord. And God says your faith has passed the test. So God says continue to delight yourself in him. Your faith has passed the test. Hallelujah. And it Hallelujah. Because you did not back down and you did not give over to the wild devil. Hallelujah. God says you are in line. You are next in line for a blessing. Another blessing. My God. My God. More like a miracle. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. A miracle. I'm going by faith and saying like I'm hearing it. You're next in line for a miracle. Hallelujah. This is something that is almost impossible, huh? That you're believing God for. And God says, watch me do it. I'm going to do it. It's done. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for this moment of God. We thank you for Sister Sophia. Thank you for her life. We thank you for her blessings. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, even, Father God, for this last attack that was great, God, but that the devil could not prevail, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because greater are you on the inside of her than the enemy in this world, God. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you that no weapon formed against her can prosper, oh, God. She is more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, her family. We pray for her household, oh, glory. We pray for her household right now. We cover her son right now, oh, glory. In the name of Jesus, we bind up anything and anyone that's trying to come against them, oh, God. We snatch them, Father God, and we, Father God, we declare and decree, Father God, salvation and deliverance over his life, that he will walk with you, God, that he will know you, oh, God, that he will, Father God, praise you, that his mother's faith will be, Father God, imparted unto him, oh, God, that he will have his own relationship with you and come to love you and know the love that you have for him, oh, God, that you will show yourself mighty in his life, that you will let him see you and let him see the plan that you have for him, oh, God, plans to prosper him and not to harm him, to bring him a hope and the future. We cut off all ungodly connections, oh God. Anything, Father God, that's trying to, Father God, come against your plan for this man's life, God, we annihilate it in the spirit realm right now in the name of Jesus. And with the blessings over the household, oh God, we thank you, Lord, that you have already shown yourself mighty in Maria's household, that you give her the, even as she testified, you give her the modification, and you give her a new vehicle, God, and you give her, God, employment, income, oh God. And right now, Lord, we pray multiple increase added blessings upon her household in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory. Thank you for your favor shining on her household. I see God's favor. His face is turned towards your home. My God, God's favor is resting upon your household. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The presence, as you draw near to God, the devil, he has to flee. He had to flee. The devil had to flee. We go into every corner, oh God, and we, Father God, we sweep the house, oh God, every demon on assignment, oh God, and we bless that household. We bless that household. We bless that household from the roof to the basement, oh God. In the name of Jesus, from the front door to the back door, oh God. Every room, oh glory, every room in that household, God, we consider it blessed. We bless that household. We anoint it with the holy oil, with the power of the Holy Ghost, and we declare peace and joy and prosperity and multiply blessing and love, and love over that household, deliverance and healing, my God, in the name of Jesus. So continue to have your way in the life. Oh, it's a finished work. Maria, God said it's a finished work.
Yes,
he says,
Lord,
he is faithful to complete the work. I feel God right now. God says, I am faithful to complete the work that I have done in your life. And that includes everything and everybody connected to you, my sister.
Hallelujah,
in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. I received that in Jesus' name.
We thank God for you tonight. And somebody needs to hear that, even as you gave that spirit of thanksgiving.
My God.
You said not just your recent history, but
yes.
God. She said God's been with her for a while.
My God.
Pastor, we, and to the people of God tonight, we have a picture. I went to look at that picture as you were talking to Sister Maria, of Jesus holding a man, and it's called Footprints, I believe.
Yes.
And in that picture, just one set of footprints.
Yes.
But at one time, the writing said there was two sets of footprints, and how God sometimes carries us through those moments where sometimes we can't carry ourselves.
Yes.
So you reminded me of that through knowing that sometimes we go through.
That's exactly
Amen.
How I feel. God is carrying
Amen.
Me. He is carrying me through all of this that I'm going through. And I love him for that, and I know he loves me.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, we thank God for you tonight.
Amen.
God bless you. We love
you.
And I remember, Pastor, got that. We thank God for this from here tonight. Pastor, I remember you received that picture from an artist or someone that we put that portrait from.
Yes.
And I look at it every now and again to remind myself that, you know, God will carry us through those tough moments when we can't carry ourselves.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, God. We see this caller. We're going to take this next caller, but just be encouraged tonight. We thank God for each and every one of you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Area code 813. We thank God for you tonight. 813.
Yes.
God bless you.
I thank you both. I praise the Holy God Almighty for you, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony, and for my friend Carmen, who is the one that brought me to this prayer line, and I praise God. And I just want to give you praise reports on, I don't know if you remember a friend, Marlene, that wasn't walking. She was bedridden. She's a mother in her 40s, a mother of two children, I believe. And now she is walking. And they found out, you know, of course, that her medication, they held her medication, and she's walking now. And praise the Lord. God is such a good God. I just don't know. Yes. And my sister, Dee, She's the one with the back pain, and we've been praying about it. You prayed for us, and she is now, she's not free from pain, but we are claiming and we're decreeing that she will be free from pain, and she is now, she can stand longer periods of time, and she is, she's not been complaining as much pain, as you know, so much pain. She told me this week, she said, Miriam, I don't know if you've realized it, but I haven't been complaining of that much pain. And I just thought, D, you're going to be free from that pain. You know, God is going to heal you. Yes. And then I want to thank you both. And I want the Lord, you have been such a wonderful vessel. You have, you are just the way you pray, and everything that you do on this prayer line, and I praise the Lord for you. May God bless you and continue to give you strength. It is not easy to be a shepherd. I know that. But I just want you to know that you're greatly appreciated and loved, and I don't even know you person to person, but I know, I feel in my spirit that you are just a, you know, God is really working in your hearts, and it says in the Word of God that we have to discern every spirit, and your spirits are beautiful, and they come from the Lord, and that's what I want to say tonight. And one more thing, I do want to remember to pray for, please, for the people that do not have the freedom that we have in this country, the ones that are in Iraq, Iran, and all over. The pastor that is incarcerated, and so many other people have been incarcerated for such a long time. And let's not forget those that are really living, suffering for Christ, you know. And I want to thank you for that. And I, God bless you. I love you all.
Well, we love you also, and we thank God for those praise reports, just a witness of the power of prayer.
Yes.
The Bible says signs, wonders, and miracles will follow those that believe. You believe, God, for your friend. You believe, God, for your sister. You've been praying for yourself. And even as you see God's progression with people's lives, we know that God loves us enough to do something about our situations. So we thank God for that. And let us just pray very quickly. Father, I thank you for Sister Mary, even as she, Lord, reminded us to pray for the world at large. Lord, we are blessed to be part of this country. We are blessed to be United States citizens. But, Lord, many don't have the freedoms and the liberties that we have. Even this prayer line, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Lord, some are risking their lives just to be Christians, just to
God
call
Almighty.
On the name of Jesus, just to, Father
Jesus.
God, conform into the likeness of your Son that you sent to this earth to die for our sins.
Yes,
so, Lord,
Lord
we
God.
Do pray for peace in the Middle East. We pray for the Palestinians in Iraq and Iran. We pray for the Middle East.
Yes.
We pray, Lord, for around the nation, the continent of Africa, and so many countries and continents where there's so much unrest. There's so much, Lord, chaos and war. So, Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord, even as truce and peace treaties are written. Oh, there's no peace like the power of God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you called us. You said if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, you will heal the world. So we pray, Lord, for those who can't pray for themselves. So thank you for Mary's sister and her friend walking in the decrease in the pain, the praise report, the testimony of your goodness, Lord, even encouraging her heart, Lord, to pray for others, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
In the name
so I thank
Jesus.
You for her life.
Yes, God.
I thank you that
thank
we heard
you.
The praise report tonight. And keep blessing her family. Keep blessing her sister
thank
and her
you,
friend
thank
and her
you,
children,
God.
Lord. In the name
thank
of
you.
Jesus. Total healing, total deliverance, total restoration.
Yes, God.
In Jesus'
thank
name.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.
But we
thank you so much.
We thank you, Father God, for this woman of God. We thank you, Lord, for Miriam, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for her heart, oh God, and her love towards you, Lord. We thank you for her bringing her friend and her sister to this prayer line. Lord, we thank you for the work that you've done in their lives and the healing power that you have released on their behalf. And, Lord, we continue to
pray even for Miriam's family, God, Father God,
okay.
all of her family. You know, God, even what she desires. And, Lord, we pray that you would give her, even if she has blessed us on tonight, that you would give her the desires of her heart, God. Thank you for restoring her joy, God. Thank you for giving her strength and power through your precious Holy Spirit, oh, God.
Thank you,
Lord,
Father,
for raising her up to be a vessel, oh, God, to speak forth your praise and to speak forth as your witness in the earth realm. Oh God. So Lord, we thank you for what you're doing in the life of our dear sister Miriam, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask that you, that pastor that's been incarcerated, Lord, loose him, oh God, Father God, even now, send the angels to open the prison doors, oh God. Let, Father God, miracles, Father God, miraculously open up the gates of the prison and allow him to be let free. And everyone who's being persecuted for your name's sake, oh God, we just pray for them on tonight, God, that you will protect them and that you will deliver them, oh God, and that you will empower them and that you will, Father God, continue to give them the courage, oh God, and the boldness, oh God, to speak forth the name of Jesus, even though they are being persecuted for that very name. So, Lord, we love you on tonight, and we bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Miriam, I tell you, you bless my heart so much on tonight. Just hearing you and just to God be the glory, hearing the praise reports and hearing hearing your love and appreciation for my husband and myself and what we do. It's not often. You know, we thank God for those on the prayer line. You always express your love and appreciation for us. And I thank you. We thank you for coming and just speaking those words of life and encouragement into us on tonight.
I want to be able to really have more of a knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. I really want to, God, to open my mind so that I can understand further his blessed word. And
amen.
I can keep it in
amen.
My heart.
And we touch and agree with you on that, God. Open her mind. She's asked for wisdom, oh God. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Even now for divine impartation, oh God, a spiritual baptism, Lord. Baptize her with the Holy Ghost, oh God. Hallelujah. Even a fresh infilling, because she already has the Holy Ghost. But Lord, give her a fresh infilling, oh God. In the name of Jesus, wash away doubt and discouragement, wash away disillusionment and fear and timidity and anything that will stop her from going forth in the fullness of your power. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. It's amazing. We're going to take another. But I want to say this to you. It's amazing that you ask God for more knowledge of him so that you can go forth in the fullness of his power, because I see God doing that for you. He's raising you up in the spiritual realm because you have a desire to be his witness, and you have a desire to speak forth the word of God and to boldly tell people about Jesus. And there's a fearlessness that God has built up on the inside of you. And I see you coming up out of the ashes. And God has given you beautiful ashes. And he's given you a spirit of boldness. It's already there. And you continue to go forth in that. Because he's going to use that to save many souls. Many people are going to know Jesus because of your walk and your testimony. And that's why the devil has fought you so much and so hard. But you are more than a conqueror, and you are a witness for Jesus Christ. So we thank God for you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you so much.
Amen. God bless you, my sister. God bless you.
We
love
you.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, Wow, what a power. To God be the glory for those praise reports that are coming through the line. There are so many praise reports. We don't get to hear them all, but Pastor and I are getting praise reports from different people who are connected to the church. It's all over. It's the prayer line and the actual location of the local church. People are getting jobs. People are getting cars. People are getting peace in their minds. People are being healed. People are they have family members being saved and delivered. Our kids are graduating with good grades and going to college. So God is just moving. He's moving. He says signs and wonders will follow those who believe. Oh, glory. Signs and wonders will follow those who believe. So we thank God for every one of them. I want to pray, Pastor, for Sister Carmen. Amen. The Lord's just giving me to pray for her. Lord, we thank you. For Sister Carmen on tonight, God. We thank you for her life. We thank you, Lord, for her witness, God, that she, Father God, is so on fire for you and so, Father God, blessed by the ministry that you put in her pastors, that you have allowed her to go forth and share this prayer line. Lord, we ask, Father God, that she goes forth to evangelize and witness to her family and friends, that you will continue to bless her. We pray a blessing over her home, even as she's here and she sits quietly, God, and she asks for nothing, God. We, Father God, bless her on tonight, God. We thank you for her life. We thank you that she's such a blessing to her pastors, such a blessing to this prayer line, such a blessing to her family, and such a blessing to her friends and church members, oh God. We thank you for her life. We pray a blessing over her marriage, over her children, over her grandchildren. We pray a blessing over her finances, over her mind. We pray for healing over her body. If there's anything that's, Father God, that's trying to be a form of an ailment in her body, we pray for healing in her body, God. We pray for total healing. I loose healing over your body, Sister Carmen. I declare that you are healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. He came with healing in his wings. By his stripes, we are healed. He bore our transgressions. He bore our illnesses on the cross. So I thank you, Father God, for healing my sister. I thank you for touching her body, her mind, her soul, anything that's trying to hinder her. I loose her on tonight to go forth and continue, Father God, to be a blessing in the kingdom of God. So, Lord, we thank you for Sister Carmen. We thank you for her children. We pray for Kevin Jr. Put a hedge of protection around him. Keep him, oh God, even as he finishes school this summer. Keep Sister Jessica. Keep her and protect her, oh God. Bring unity to every family under the sound of my voice. We pray for unity in every family. Turn the hearts of the children to their mothers. Turn the hearts of the children to their fathers. Father God, we thank you for unity, oh God. Save our seed. Every child is saved, oh God. We pray for salvation and deliverance in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we speak peace over every home. Yes. We speak joy over every home. And we thank you again for our sister Carmen, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. We're going to momentarily go off the air. But I just want to tell everybody.
Says those who hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. And Pastor, it's amazing how we went to that scripture that talked about even after suffering persecution, I think there's a greater hunger for God's word on this line. And get into that Bible, read the scripture, let the word of God get into you, and you're in Psalm 1 says you'll be like a tree living water, and everything you do shall prosper. His word won't come back void. Heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God will not come back void. So allow, as I've heard a couple callers say, I have a greater hunger for the things of God. And that's nothing but the unction of the power of God. So we thank God for each and every one of you. Again, we'll be back here next Tuesday night.
We're coming off of a Friends and Family Day. We had a great time at New Creation Church.
Yes.
Lord, keep blessing New Creation Christian
yes.
Ministries.
Yes.
Keep blessing the church.
Every
we thank you for every New Creation family
yes.
member, Lord.
Yes. Yes.
We came together as a church, and
yes.
we had a wonderful fellowship.
Yes.
Thank you for every member, every family,
yes.
every ministry, every worker, every laborer,
yes.
Lord,
yes.
that comes weekly to that
yes.
local fellowship
yes.
and help us do the work of the ministry.
Yes.
So we thank God for the New Creation Church family. We love each and every one of you, and we love everybody on this prayer line tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus.
So we're
going to now from this place again, we'll be at our midweek service on tomorrow night, and on Thursday we'll be at our addiction and recovery program and restoration program. And we have Holy Communion on this Sunday. It's the first Sunday in the month of August. And 12:30 service, we will be having worship service, 12:30, 1482 Maple Avenue in the great city of Hillside, New Jersey. We thank God for each and every one of you. To God be the glory. Pastor, I just feel the Holy Ghost tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we want to lift up the first office of this great nation,
yes.
President Barack Obama,
yes,
Lord, in
God.
The mighty name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Even as he is the leader, is the commander-in-chief, Lord, of this
yes.
great country,
thank
we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
That you would give him godly wisdom
yes.
to lead, Lord,
yes.
to lead not just the greatest nation on this planet, but the world at large.
Yes.
So we thank you, Lord, that you'll continue to protect him.
Yes.
You'll continue to protect the First Lady and their children.
Yes,
Lord, we thank you for Republicans and Democrats and
yes,
independents and all the governors and mayors and Father God, the governing officials all throughout this land, that you would give them the ability to lead, Lord,
yes.
with a spirit of excellence.
Yes.
So we thank you as we pray for our president, that you will protect him and give him good, godly insight on how to move forward
right.
in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Well,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
We thank God for each and every
thank
one of you.
You.
We're going to, hallelujah, go off the air tonight
yes,
and
God.
Take me to the King.
Yes, God bless you.
When you don't know what else to do, go to the King Jesus. God bless you. We love you. Good night, everyone. Hallelujah. Thank you.
I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't pray. What's left? Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. don't have much to bring. My heart's torn to pieces. It's my all.